Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or a box of sunshine. Thanks, Warner.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what food not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur, blur, blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Welcome to State of the Kingdom with Ashalon. Ash will be here with you for the next 2 hours to answer your game questions. Send questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. Please remember, Ashalon is not a member of the dev team, nor does he have any dev team powers or control over how the game works, or the ability to make changes to the game. All answers given on State of the Kingdom are Ash's own experience or opinions, and may not necessarily reflect the thoughts or intentions of the asymmetric team. Once again, send your questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you, Ashalon.
Damn it, there are times I want to have colored letters. And I know I talk about that I would like bring savage destruction upon various channels. And do understand that that is mainly just like show talk. But, man! I can't stand stupidity. I want colored letters in a pony. I want pony and colored letters for Crimbo. hello, L, and thank you much to Lady Boobs a lot for the colored letters. This is State of the Kingdom. This is the 2-hour discussion show of random delusionality thrown in with some mostly correct advice, probably incorrect advice, and we just all basically have a goofball time for a couple hours. So the way you get into this mess, oh shut up please, is you send in questions, comments, etc. to raspberry and banana smoothie. If it was strawberry banana, then I'd be all over it. Strawberry raspberry, then I'd be definitely all over it. You can send in questions to teacher's assistant, which is 1005959. Blue message, green message, I don't care. Send stuff. And you can get into the discussion. I'm gonna play about 15 minutes, help my wife fold a load of laundry, and then we will continue on. So anyway, now I'm misfiring left and right. It's time for me to wander away. Play 3 songs, be back in a few minutes. This is Ashalon, State of the Kingdom, here on Radio KOL. And I'm back. I'm back. Because I am! Yay! Again, if you have any questions, comments, concerns, delusionalities, interesting comments, sayings, quotes, links, whatever, let's send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. And, yeah. Yeah, we're talking about the four math teacher DJs. We're like, dude, we should, like, all, like, string something together so that all four of us have, like, this math teacher marathon. Just to scare the crap out of all of you. Captain Google asks, "Hey Ash, can I have some stuffed angry cows from you? I'm collecting them." No, because I'm collecting them too. Because, I mean, come on, it's the frickin' angry cow. I mean, do I not have a cow mooing? God damn it. I have the cow mooing at the end of the thing. I do have a cow. It's an angry cow. I mean, I can't give away the angry cows. Like, I can't give away the stuffed angry badgers. Or astral badgers, because they're so cute. We're up to four. Myself, and, let's see here, Lars, and Jezebel, and Cassandra. So, I think that's right. Pretty sure that's right. Yeah, four. 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 Now, I will double check, I think, yeah. Just here, I mean, there's a bunch of teachers. Yeah, but we have four. Because if you look in the, if you look at the wiki, the Radio KOL wiki. You've been to the Radio KOL wiki? Radio-KOL.net. www.radio-KOL.net. Yeah. Cassandra, Lars DePunk, Ashlon, and Jezebel. We are all in the math teacher DJs category here on Radio-KOL.net. I'm also in the, let's see if we renamed that category yet. Because it was a funny category. I'm not sure if it got renamed. Hold on. The wiki's being stupid. It's the Don't Got No Love category, which is the DJs who have allowed people to edit their wiki page, and so you should go edit my wiki page, because, yeah, the masks are taking over the radio. So, you know, there's always this big argument about, like, you know, the Massachusetts group versus the Arizona group. And we're all like, fuck this. Math teachers unite. So yeah. Well, Jixtrent, if you want to put your multi into Ashelon's classroom, feel free to stick them in there. If it's just a stick in there and not necessarily need them to do anything. So there you go. We go Pythagorean on your ass. Oh, God. That's funny. There are DJs who believe children are our future. No, I think it's more of the, we've realized this stark nightmare. We're trying to do any damn thing about it to try to get it better. Because, you know, some of y'all worry me. Moody says, exactly how long and or thick and meaty is a wang? Oh, don't worry about the length. It's all about the thick and meaty. And it's thick and meaty to satisfy everyone's need. So, Jixtrin, come to Ashelon's classroom. Come on. Justice1234 says, I've recently been trying to level at the Crimbo area using my plus Moxie percent items. Now that my meat is getting low, what's the best way to take advantage of the Crimbo area? Well, I mean, if you're trying to use the Crimbo area, and obviously there's no meat drops, and you're using this because if you have a high Moxie, you can get high stats, and yes, it is a great Moxie area. That being said, if you're low on meat, you've either got to, like, start selling off your items that you're getting, or doing some malls, some trades, and things like that to fund your stat gains. And that's really kind of about the only way that you've got there since you're not getting any meat. Unless you want to start getting some of the multis that pull meat out of nothing, or some of the familiars that pull meat out of nothing, then there you go.
Again, if you'd like to put your multi-accounts into Ashalon's classroom, which is where Teacher's Assistant is right now, please feel free to apply and then leave Teacher's Assistant a message, and I will add you in, because it's just a kind of a quiet, crazy, little, calm little place, but it shows your support to my shows, for whatever worth that is.
Criswell says, "Dear teacher, please explain how high fructose corn syrup is used to prevent tsunamis." What the hell? I don't know. I don't have a clue. The high fructose corn syrup, when boiled down, creates a very thick, viscous glue that holds the plates on the plate tectonics together, and therefore they cannot earthquake and cause tsunamis. Yay, me! Yay. God. Verizon Math. Oh my gosh. Why does this worry me? Verizon Math. I have no clue what's going on. I'll have to read that a little bit later. Apparently it's interesting math. You have to apply, and then you have to let Teacher Assistant know, because it's not just a free open. This Wordian says, "Hello. I've been having a pretty fast run, at least for me, and in 2 days, I'm on a soft core run, no path, mysticality sign, having dropped Teetotaler after the Friar's Quest, at level 9.5, with 189 turns of Ronin left. I'd like to try to make it to Ascension tomorrow. I've been using the Crimbo Fright Factory to venture into level between quests, since it gives me most XP. Could you recommend a better strategy, or should I keep this up?" No, that's actually a very good one right now, because if you're a Moxie class, I don't know what class you are, but high Moxie will give you good stats. Now, I don't know how the stats compare to, say, the Wheels or in Spooky Raven compared to when you're not in a Moxie class, but if you can boost your Moxie, yeah, because the monsters level and they scale to you, the stats right now in the Crimbo area are good, and that's a good place if you have the meat to support your usage. According to Verizon, $0.002 is equal to 0.002 cents. Oh my gosh! Wow, that's pretty sad. No, that's a good little idea. Go for it. Zazor says, "When is the best time to farm for pixels? When you're beaten up and you don't have any way to get rid of the beaten up, and you're strong enough to fight there. Or when you're... I used to do it, if I never got beaten up, I would do it when I was like maybe one stat point away from hitting level 11, and it was not smart for me to wait for the castle wheel to come around one more time or something like that. And I would start farming my pixels then so that I would hit level 11 right as I was finishing getting my pixels. So that was kind of a spot I did it. I know it's not the most efficient, but, you know, it worked for me. But usually when you're beaten up is one of the best spots. If you're beaten up, you got 3 turns to go farm pixels. Because if you don't get beaten up, then, you know, that's not good. Justice1234 says, "If I'm going for golden meat stack, which item should I bring in the run? The helmet, the slacks, or the pants?" Well, let's pull up my ever-favorite item, the KOL Wiki. Now, the helmet, the slacks, or the pants. So I'm just going to assume, because you didn't explain anything better, that you're talking about the pith helmet. That's the only helmet I can think of off the top of my head. The pith helmet, plexiglass pith helmet, will give you +5 to familiar weight, and then regeneration of muscle, which really only would help more for, say, I don't know, if you have a meat-gaining familiar. If you have the plexiglass pants, again, you didn't tell me what you're talking about, so I'm going to assume high. Otherwise, you know, you should send me a better description. So that pass gives you plus 20 item drops, which, depending on where you're fighting, could be nice items, worth nice meat. And then the slacks, which would assume to me to be the stainless steel. Again, if that's not correct, then that's your own problem, because you didn't tell me anything. Which is moxie plus 50%, plus 20% meat from monsters. Meat from monsters is nice, unless you're fighting in an area that is mostly item drops, such as the new Grimbo areas. Which, in that case, I would take the plexiglass pants, honestly, over the slacks, if I was fighting in the Grimbo area, because there's no meat drops there. So, you know, 20% of nothing is still nothing. So, if you've got other... If those aren't the three things you wanted, then you should clarify. Open Arms says, could you start including market trends in the show? That'd be great. Well, I used to talk about specific items, when people would ask me about a specific item. I don't do a lot of day-to-day market watching, and so usually it's someone asks me about, is this item a good trend, or what's going on, etc. Right now, the time trappings are going down. So everybody's kind of offloading them a little bit to try to use some other stuff. Which I noticed that, and the Mr. Accessories, I think, are picking up a little bit. So, but like I said, you know, if you want anything more specific, you gotta give me specific items, because I don't really talk about hordes of items on the market trends, because I don't watch day-to-day on that. That being said, there's a couple of web pages out there that do track things day-to-day. I think they're attached to KOL Coldfront, and you can kind of watch the trends there on various items. Grash says, I found myself using Dr. Hobo's scalpel for quite a while, but would have been a better weapon to pick up. I'm seal clubbing. Aw. Good weapons for seal clubbing are anything that has elemental damage added to it, anything that increases your muscle, especially if you then tie in lunging Thrustmack and Eye of the Stoat, because then you're getting a guaranteed hit, and if you use Thrustmack, it's a double damage, and lunging Thrustmack is better damage, and they always hit. And so if you have things that increase your muscle or an increased elemental damage, then you can really lay on the damage. The hobo scalpel is good because it does have I believe it has stinky damage. But you know, eventually at some point you gotta kinda go up something with a little bit more power than the hobo scalpel. RBCs are spiraling down again. Oh well, because nobody's eating them.
Eat your RBCs. Eat them. Eat them now.
I was talking to somebody and they're like, man, these people are idiots. They're trying to... Apparently somebody has like a hat, a Radio KOL hat, and someone was trying to get them to sell like $20 million or 20 million meat below what the given price in the mall is. I was like, idiot? And I'm like, yeah, guys, look, don't make offers for like 20 million below. So you think you're gonna make meat off of it? You're not. Grash says, I don't got skills. The only two that I have found useful so far is Steel Clubbing Frenzy. What exactly is that doing to you? It's adding some muscle to you. And Throw Smack. Right now, I'm falling back on the skill to fight as my normal attack doesn't seem to connect and give enough damage to me through a fight. I'm so missing something here, and I'm not sure what. I'm a level 10 Seal Clubber. Yes, you are. You're missing the wondrous, wondrous RBC, Radio Button Candy. Wondrous skill called Eye of the Stoat. Basically means any melee attack you use... No, no, not melee. Not, no, 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 no. No, no, no. I'm about to make a mistake there. Eye of the Stoat. Okay? Eye of the Stoat. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful skill. Imbibes you with the spirit of a tenacious and vicious and incredibly accurate stoat. Your thrust max and lunging thrust max will never miss. There's the key point. You'll fumble less often, and your chances of scoring critical hits will be improved. So if you have Eye of the Stoat, you can thrust mac and lunging thrust mac your way through pretty much everything, which is part of a strategy called LTS Synergy, which basically says, if I have a lot of damage and buffs and skills that increase melee damage, and I have Eye of the Stoat, lunging thrust mac, or thrust mac, and I have skills that give me combat initiative, I can go up to a monster, kill it the first hit, before it has a chance to even hit me. Even if I'm way too weak to normally go toe-to-toe with it. And that, for a while, was the basis of a lot of the speedrunners' strategies. Now, they've moved on to some other things, but that was one of the first ones. So, yes, you are missing something. Eye of the Stoat. Get Claws of the Otter, get Claws of the Walrus, and you'll be pretty good. Get Double-Fisted Skull Smashing, if you get up that high. That's also pretty sexy. Let's see here. Claws, yeah. Let's see here. Gleeb says, so you've ascended, finally. Want to go over your first few days went? For those of you who know, I've been farming stuff, and then this level 30 stuff came out, and then I've been doing level 30 runs. And I finally ascended this to my main character, finally, after like 100-something days. So your first day was a mad rush to get to Teat Drop before rollover. I did it. Yesterday was marginally okay. I screwed up, hit the wrong button on Mafia, and pulled too many things, and so I didn't have some things I needed, but oh well. So I went to the Crimbo Land and farmed there. And then today, because I was short on meat, because some of my soft core running stuff was in the display case, which screwed me up some, I did half Crimbo, and when I ran out of meat, I did the rest in the stat gym, because I really don't care about trying to run this fast. This is all about getting stats as fast as possible. And since it was a stat day, stat gym's cool. So I jumped like 3 levels today. I'm like almost level 12. And I just got out of Ronin, so tomorrow I can load up everything I usually load up, except for the couple things that are plexi that I can't put on right now, and I can dive right back into stat farming in the Crimbo areas. So I'm good. So Rickett says LTS energy is still pretty much the only strategy used in softcore. I guess stasis would be more of a hardcore strategy then, wouldn't it? Using lots of monster level stuff in softcore makes stasis pretty too time consuming and pretty much impossible to gain a profit from. Okay. Now I know there's been a few people talking about like some ways to do like 2-day runs without massive monster levels, and there's been a few other discussions of different strategies that still aren't the 1-day runs but still a respectable 2- or 3-day run. And I guess that's kind of more what I was talking about, is that people are not staying solely on LTS energy, but they're now trying to kind of play around and do some different things. But like I said, my whole concept of the speedrun world is so out of tune with my reality at this point. Even now, I'm not speedrunning. I'm stat farming for trophies. So I'm really not anywhere in touch with speedrunning. So if LTS energy is still pretty much the same play with massive monster levels for the 1-day runs, then there you go. Yeah, so I had the Stoat. I so fail. Yes, I need to set up a campground for Hashtag Mount Noob. It's sad. I mean, it really is that people used to say that I used to be relatively decent and knowledgeable about what was going on. Now we used to be in Hardcore Channel all the time, and then Dark Eagle got all of his stats and all of his skills. I quit caring about Dark Eagle. And then Ash got all the trophies, and I quit caring about Ash. And I kind of went to this, I didn't have anything to do. I was just farming stuff, and then I have 6 new trophies and 6 new skills. So I've got one of the trophies. I haven't went to Dark Eagle and got those 6 new skills yet. But I'm just like, Eh, I don't care. Like I said, you know, really with Dark Eagle, I was more of replenishing the meat stocks that I had ran out for about 100 softcore ascensions. So, Eye of the Stoat, it's the Seal Clubber skill. Sailor Ballager says, what do you think of the future Crimbo stuff? I like the astronaut pants. They fit my astronomy theme, which is awesome. Looking at ability wise, what they do, nothing just stands out. Makes you go, oh my gosh, you know, nothing there, you know, pops out and makes me go, whoa. But all the comment and all the writing and the commentary on the items, the items description, oh, those are hilarious, absolutely hilarious. But I'm looking like Toy Space Helmet. Hey, astronomy. Perfect. Sweet. Plus it gives you battle stats, which is actually pretty cool. The astronaut pants. Yay! Astronomical. Sweet. Plus it boosts up some hit points, magic points, and, you know. The jetpack. Have they ever figured out what that intrinsic effect does? Get me off this crazy thing. Have they figured that out yet? Oh, a nit boost. They're nice. I like them. They're cute. They're creative. They're hilarious. But I should do this show for Ash. If there was times that I could Skype people, and I honestly would have, but my program doesn't like people who doesn't like Skype. Doesn't like Skype. That's the problem. Okay, so Verizon posted one price off of a decimal point, and then it kind of reminds me of the time that when Arkansas was rewriting their drunk driving law, they screwed something up, and they said everyone who was anything below 0.07% or anything above that is drunk. Well, they left off the percent. Oh, crap. How do they word it? I can't remember what they said. It was 0.07 was drunk, but they put 0.07%. So it was like, okay, if you smell alcohol fumes, you're drunk. So they fixed it, but then they screwed it up the second time. And instead of writing 0.07, they wrote 0.7. So you, to be legally drunk, you had to have a blood alcohol content above 0.7, to which I'm going, but 0.3, you'll be dead. So they had it where if you breathe fumes once, like an hour ago, you'd be drunk, to where you'd have to be, like, dead, floating in a bath of isopropyl alcohol before you could be legally drunk to drive your car. It took them 3 times to get this law right, and I'm sitting here going, this is why teachers need to be in charge of state legislatures, because the ineptitude of what these legislatures do absolutely bothers me. So, yeah. All right. Pure PKER says, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Someone actually figured that out, and they said it had to be the chicken. Guru says, do you think the special Crimbo Advent food will sell after Crimbo ends? Oh, sure, it'll sell. Hello Bowser says, what's an RBC? Radio Button Candy. Inferno Hero says, Cold Front tracks the items, has a continuous tracker. Yep, I believe it's like a stock market ticker. That is correct, it does. Captain Google says, can you explain the string theory to me? Yes, I can. I'm not sure if you want to hear it right now, but here's a synopsis. Is that string theory is a 11 or 5 or 9 dimensional item. And that all electrons, protons, we all know are made up of quarks. Well, they say that all quarks are really this vibrating string, that if you had them vibrate at different resonances, it spits out the qualities of these different quarks. So the idea about string theory is it allows all these different forces in the universe to connect in dimensions that our senses aren't attuned to seeing. You know, we're used basically four dimensions. We're used to seeing forward and backwards, left and right, up and down, and then the passage of time. And this is saying that there are more than these four dimensions. In fact, there are these other dimensions, and this is how gravity and, say, electromagnetism and all these other forces interact together. We just see different manifestations on this. And then it kind of goes on to, and then at that point it branches into like seven different sub-theories on how it works and exactly which is right. So, oh, God love Little Rock. Little Rock's pretty bad. Tiny Plastic Auction said I applied. Let's see here. Moody says, okay, serious question this time. I'm the last person in the kingdom to be able to obtain all the trophies, as far as anyone knows. I hate you for that, but we continue on. I've been working hard, get about 5 trophies in 1 month, and if you check my profile, you see I'm fairly far along. However, I've now spent $150 on it in donations for meat, and I'm getting weary. I was promised a lot of support in the beginning, and that's faded about 2 weeks. I'm fairly reserved in giving up. I figure I might as well ask your opinion. When I say support, I don't mean only funding. Even people would cheer me on would be nice. Anyway, that was a question somehow. Well, how many of these things you got left to do? Let's see here. You've got... How many trophies do you have, Moody? Let's see here, 9, 18, 27, 36, 37. I've got, oh, I've got, so I've got, 38 trophies. So you're one, let's see here, so if we've got both the same number of 30s, that means that you've got something more that I... Now, you're about like one or two behind me, because you should be at 40, so you're two behind me. Okay, so let's see here. What are you missing that you have that you don't have that I do have? So do you have the hippies? Do you have golden meat stack? Nope. Okay, there's one of them. What else are you missing? So I notice you're missing. I don't want to have to play back and forth, so I figure it out. It looks like you've got really a lot of the, you don't have, you don't have the trivially, you don't have the trivial. Oh, dude, you don't have the trivial ones. Okay. Look, you can knock out two. No, you don't have trivially skilled. And you don't have golden meat stack. And that would put you two ahead of me, which basically means you'd have all of them except for 5 of the new ones. So what I would say, yeah, honestly, here's the thing. You can get meat stack in trivial relatively quickly and without a lot of stress, and then just kind of take your time on the 5 other ones. I mean, people want to send you stuff to help, you know, when you do your Moxie ones, dance card them. Actually, honestly, I would go after your Moxie ones right now because you've got access to the Crimbo world. And that's better stats than that. Is he missing Gorkor too? Oh, he is. My suggestions, do Golden Meat Stack and Gorkor in the same run. Okay? Gorkor and Golden Meat Stack are great together. yeah, so you're missing Gorkor, Golden Meat Stack, Trivial Skilled. And that makes me off by one. Oh, well. So, yeah, do Gore Core and Golden Meat Stack in the same run. That would be my suggestion. And I hate you for having the no pants and the festive grr. That makes me mad. But keep it up. That'd be cool. Criswell, dear teacher's assistants, please explain group theory without using a Rubik's Cube. No. I want the third of the six undiscovered trophies that Jake and Scully have occasionally made mentioned. What should I be doing that I haven't? Wow. I don't even know what the six are. Time flies to the auction. I'll get over there in a minute. How do you farm the park pixels when you're beaten up? Well, you heal yourself. And, you use a tongue. Well, tongue would actually get rid of the beaten up, but let's say you have Cannelloni Cocoon. Or let's say you have Disco Nap, or you have Medicinal Herbs, or you have some of the Doc Galactic stuff. You can get hit points and not be beaten up. Or you rest in the campsite for one adventure. Not recommended. But you can heal and still be beaten up and have hit points. Discworldian. Well, hello again. Just one more question. I'm considering to get a Yuletide Troll because I like the concept. Do you think it's Mr. Accessory worthy? Regardless whether one of the two Mr. Accessory costing familiars from the Mr. Store are better. I'm getting every familiar because I can. So, yeah, that's what I say. There is not one for getting all the Spooky Raven skills. People do not have it who have all the skills. Captain Google says, are you a shiny haplo person? Durr. Knight Raven says, do you have any suggestions for getting on a Ronin quickly? Eat 4 chow mein, 3 Disco Bandit drinks, 3 days in a row after you do teat drop on the first day, and you'll be out very quickly. Snatch for free. Is there a possibility that TPSs will be a comeback on Crimo along with the Dreidel watch, etc.? Probably not. Captain Google says, what the WTF is Chaos Mass? Math, or does it even exist? Yeah, it's looking on chaos theory, which says that things will change just because they can. And so if you understand they're going to change, then you can kind of work with the probability of how it's going to change, and then you can figure stuff out. So, alright, I want to play through more songs. I'm going to read this Verizon thing. I'm going to catch up on stuff. I'm going to get a Tiny Plastic auction into the clan. And then I'm going to come back. So give me 15 minutes. You can send questions to Teacher's Assistant 1005959. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Okay, I'm back, and I finally just read the whole Verizon math thing. Oh my god. And yet, this is something that I deal with all the freaking time. For those of you who've not read this, and this people sent me, was that Verizon quoted this guy 0.002 cents per kilobyte, which if we move our decimal spot over, if we go from cents to dollars, it is 0.00002 cents per dollar. Now, they are thinking that point, and this is the same discussion about the percent with the BAC, the blood alcohol, is that if you go to a different unit, you have to convert the units to dollars. Just because you have a decimal and you move the decimal, or just because you have a decimal and you stop talking about the decimal, does not mean that you get rid of it. You have to convert it. So this is a big argument over 0.002 cents, but then every time they do the math, they get an answer and it'd be in dollars. So they weren't seeing the difference between 0.002 cents and 0.002 dollars, because those are numbers and values they're not used to working with in every day, because they don't have a constant grasp of units and how that works. And that's just the math science mind talking here. And so this goes on, and I apparently have this as a sound recording of this guy talking to 4 different people, And they're all going, so you all agree that 1 cent is different from $1, and 2 cents is different from $2. So 0.2 cents would be different from $0.2, and 0.002 cents would be, yes. And so here's your price. No, because you just made the same. It was like the same. I'm like, oh my god, I'm reading this transcript, and I'm like, ah. But no, I mean, honestly, that is something I see all the freaking time. They don't convert units. I mean, students, people do not convert units because it's not been drummed in their head. And this goes back to the fact that NCTM came with this great idea that since calculators are great and they can help with math, that we should give kids calculators as early as possible so they can do the math right. Now, here's my problem with this, is that if you give someone a calculator, and it is a tool, it's meant to be a tool to help you do something. What these kids basically get involved in is that now the calculator does the work for them, therefore it is no longer a tool, it is a crutch. And you take the calculator out of their hands, they hole up, they get in the corner, they assume the fetal position, like, numbers scare me, I don't have a calculator. And it just pisses me off, because I have a kid, a senior, honest to God, a senior, who anytime either number is a negative, she has to use it. Has to use a calculator, because 2 times minus 1, oh no! 2 times minus 1 equals, oh, it's minus 2. Whack, what the hell are you doing? And so, calculators, how great, and they help with the advancement, algebra 2, pre-calc, calculus, things beyond. That's great, it helps us. Dear God, if you cannot multiply single digits, positive and negative, times each other, if you cannot add and subtract double-digit numbers, if you cannot multiply double-digit numbers in your head, and I don't care how old you are, if you're over 6th grade, you need to learn how to do it. Flat out, end of story, done. Because otherwise, you're going to hear story after story of people being ripped off because they don't understand what's going on, and in delusional stories like this because they don't understand math. Stark Moon asks, do I know of a way to avoid getting oven burns even though I use oven gloves? Well, yes. Don't pull the things out by your elbows. Now, Guru, let me say this. I understand using the calculator on a time test because it's fast. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't be able to use that. And I'm not saying that calculators are bad. What I'm saying is, when you first learn, okay, and if you talk to anyone of my age or older, or very close, we're talking like upper 20s, low 30s, so all the old school out here, okay, all my old school, agree with me on this, okay? When you learned how to do division or multiplication, we did long division. We did long multiplication. You know, you had to show your work. You had to show that you knew how these numbers worked. Then, when you got time, you know, then, and we got harder, like algebra 2, then you got to use it. My point is, I have students right now who are sitting right before they go to college, seniors, who seriously cannot do fundamental basic math without a calculator. Oh, they can do it, and they can pass the tests, but they have to have that calculator. The problem is that people in this mindset, whatever the calculator says, it's correct. And they've lost the whole concept of problem solving, of analyzing numbers and going, wait, that number's physically not possible. I'm solving for the side of a triangle, and that number's negative. I can't have a negative link. Completely lost to them. I'm working on a percent interest rate for a loan, and I have a 70% interest rate. No. I'm working on a mortgage payment for a house, and the calculator told me that the bank is going to, that I have to pay the bank -$53.38. Don't laugh. I actually had that turned in on the test as a monthly payment on a house. My written response was, "What bank is this? Where do I sign up?" And I just, that was all I did with a big ass X. That's my problem, is that people have lost the critical analysis skill to be able to look at numbers and make decisions on if they're right or wrong, because they have become crutched to calculators, because this young generation has been basically told, use a calculator all the time. Now, what my mom does, she's an elementary teacher. I love how she does it, and I agree with this. There are no calculators taught in her fourth grade class until 2 weeks before the state tests. Then they can use the calculator to check their work and do it quickly. The whole year, no calculators, none, but only long enough to get used to how to do it before the test. That's perfectly okay for me, because now the calculator is a tool for speed. It is not the way and the end-all to solve the problem. Now, NCTM has finally said, okay, we screwed up, get the calculators out of elementary school. I'm like, thank you. But, okay, see, guys, you don't want me on this. I mean, you think you've heard me rant before? I could go on this from now to the end of the show. I could have a 40-minute diatribe on the state of education, specifically math and science, in America. You do not want me to go on this, because I will go off. And yeah, you'll probably think it's the most hilarious thing ever known to man. But yeah, I mean, okay, I'm not going to do this. Because I would. I freaking would. Captain Google wants to know if I would like to be assimilated. I'm going to have to say no, because I like my own individuality. And I love Chatbot, by the way. Gleeps, why did you change the calculator page to update daily? Do you hate the Board of Ed? Do you believe that there were calc bots? Bullshit, there weren't calc bots. They hammer on the buttons all goddamn day, and every other student doing the test doesn't care about your bullshit. Oh. There are teachers who are going into elementary education because they don't have to do math. And I'm just going, oh my god, you're having me dead. Why, you can just go, here's a number, this is a 2. Let me play my hair a little bit. This is a 2. And if I take the other 2, that's 4. Here, we should have to do the calculator. I have kids right now that cannot do fundamental basic algebra. It's like 3x. It's like x plus 6 equals 625x. They want to get rid of the x's so that it says 6 equals 625. I start banging my head on the desk. I'm like, make it stop. It's bad. It is freaking bad. If you'd like to chime in on this comment, you can send these to teachersassistant100-5959. I know, Miss Gwen, but the if you get rid of the X, you get rid of the X on the other side. Of course, my honors kids are trying to do their problems so fast that they're making silly mistakes, and that's understandable, but I have seniors who are my non-honors track that I swear to God, the junior high math programs just failed them. And, you know, just the teachers were terrible. And so, yeah. Again, send me questions. Get me off of this, please. 1205959. Moody says, why could you not be my math teachers? All of them? Because I'm don't have split personality and I don't live where you do. And so there you go. I keep saying, we should all move to Arizona, start one big-ass KOL charter school, because there's enough math teachers around here. We have Lex that could be music. We could probably find a few other, we could get Lil's mom to be the art teacher. We could have the most kick-ass charter school known to man. Except the fact that I hate charter schools, and I think that they're a waste of taxpayer money. But that's a different story altogether. But of course, then I'm biased because I'm a public school teacher. Moving on. God. Questions again to teacher's assistant 1005959. What is the most unrelated thing to math in the kingdom? Wanging. Open Arms says, in your teaching seniors, what type of math? It's called Transition to College Mathematics. It's a hands-on, lab-based, exploratory math course that actually teaches you college algebra prep skills, like linear functions, exponentials, probability, problem-solving. And we do like little experiments, like, you know, we'll do things to collect data, and then we'll make graphs and stuff like that. And so basically, I talk about it's something after Algebra 2 for the non-mathematically inclined going to college, so that they can pass college algebra and go flourish in whatever non-mathematical concept they want to do in their life. And so I've had kids that, you know, that they go to college and they're like four APs, like AP English, AP History, AP Literature, AP Sociology, AP Psychology, Math. And I'm like, I am so not the most important class that you have right now. I understand this, but, you know, they're just not mathematically inclined. And so that's why I teach. It's a pretty fun course, even though I'm maybe getting some pre-con next year. Lab-based math. It works well because the kids who don't see math in an abstract version, once you give them something concrete to play with, it makes a lot more sense for them. Moth says, what skill should I get next? Trick question. I just got the last one. Congratulations. Kane Dragon says, I think teachers like you, because engineers in my school aren't allowed to use calculators until probably their senior year. Or I thank teachers like you, because engineers at my school aren't allowed to use calculators until probably their senior year. What are your views on standardized tests? I think this country and most states have put way too much freaking focus on standardized tests. Yes, I think that there are schools that could do things better. But when you have testing companies that misgrade, change their pass point, adjust numbers, and teachers cannot make rhyme or reason out of how these things were scaled and scored, I have a severe problem with that. And so I think that a lot of the in-depth understanding and knowledge has basically gone by the wayside because it teaches this whole swarm of stuff. And there's some things I think that we could teach earlier that we're not, because it's not in that course. And so, yeah. Justice 1234 says, in Western Canada, we have subjects that need a calc ever since grade 8, trig, etc., thus being able to use calculators all throughout school. What's your view on that? I think it's how the calculators are used in the class. If, when you go into trig, the first thing you're taught is the unit circle for your 30, 60, 45, 90 ratio angles, and that's the first thing you learn, and you learn your basic trig without your calculator. And then when you start going to angles like 27 degrees and 34 degrees, or for things like calculus, and you've got cubes and fourths, and you don't know what 18 to the fifth power is, I don't have a problem with calculators being used in that sense. I have a problem when you're given a right triangle and you're given the opposite side is 5 and the hypotenuse is 7 point whatever, and you go find the sine of this angle, and they give you a decimal answer because they can't leave it as a fraction because they don't like fractions and everything has to be a decimal. I have a problem with that. I have a problem with when you say, 4x equals 12, and they ask you to go 12 divided by 4 in the calculator to get an answer. I have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with figuring out what the sine of 23 degrees is, because that's really hard if you don't have trig or log tables. Because, yeah, used to do that. Hi, go look up a trig table sometime. Go look up a logarithm table sometime. Go look what I used to have to use. Trust me, I know there are times the calculator makes things better. But, no, I don't have a problem with it being used as long as it is not the crutch that basically you're allowed to sit on. And, oh, they need to make calculators that you cannot put games in. I am sick and tired of, like, deleting Tetris off of people's calculators. Oh, Miss Gwen, I have hours of stories. I could make you cry. Doom Master asks, why do people call cheesecake cheesecake if it's not a cake? Well, because cheesecake sounds better than cheese pie. Or cheese baked good. I mean, I want a slide rule as a custom item. No, I want a hammock as a custom item, but slide rule as a weapon would be freaking awesome. GrooveWookie asks, do you think we should teach kids 2nd edition AD&D and give them the Tome of Magic and Unearthed Arcana and let them play triple-classed elf wizard fighters rogue for math? Oh my god. I grew up on 2nd edition rules, people. I can make you all cry. I can go to my closet in the back of this office, and I open up, and on my top shelf, there are 5 boxes. One of them's red, and blue, and teal, and gold, and black. And they go Dungeons and Dragons, basic rules, expert rules, advanced rules, master rules. Oh yes! I have all 5 box sets from the original D&D. Not AD&D, D&D. Booyah. Time Plastic Groomy says, hey Ash, when I take a break, play the new math song, if you know what I mean. That's kind of funny. Guru says, I should require all decimal answers to be written in fraction form. Okay, Guru, please, Phil. Oh my god. But, no, with my honors kids, I tell them, leave everything in a fraction form, because if you make a mistake converting from fraction to a decimal, or even if reducing your fraction on the AP calc text, it's kind of wrong. So don't reduce it. Just once you answer it, solve it and go. yeah, Stark Moon's actually the only one who's, like, jealous about that. Everyone else is like, eh, I don't care. No, dude, it's awesome. Oh, box sets. Yeah. Bipedal Bob says, my niece took a chemistry class and never got to test chemicals. They watched videos and experiments and took notes of the results and observations by the actors. Oh, dear. God. And people wonder why no one wants to do math and science-specific jobs. The best thing you can do with these kids is let them see and experience things on their own. I mean, go get a bottle of diet sugar-free soda. Go warm it up. Go drop a pack of Mentos down into the 2-liter. Watch the geyser and the kids all crack up, high-five each other, and go do it again. And then they want to talk about why it works. Because now they've seen something cool, now they want to know why, so they can do it again. That's how you teach science. And it's kind of how I teach math, because I do the interesting things, but then I tell you how the math applies to what they're doing. You know, I mean, that's the thing, you know. Nonarge says, what do they call those little plastic things that keep the ends of your shoelaces from fraying? Are they grommets? I don't know. Maybe? That might be... I don't know. Someone go look it up, if I'm wrong. Climber Andrew says, what's the most useful Crimbo item I gained 69 meat? The Time Slay. this Grodian says, sorry, not about the kingdom, but what is a charter school? It's kind of like this private-ish school that in certain states you can get a charter to open a school, and it could be, well, we want to base it on this religious credo, we want to have, it's, you know, so it's kind of like a private religious school, but it doesn't have to be religious. It could be like a neighborhood parent school, it could be a coalition of homeschoolers that want an actual building with schools but taught their way. There's a lot, it's real, I'm being real vague because it is real vague. And the problem is that in some states, they pull off public money from taxpayers to go from public schools to go to this little private school. And I have a problem with that, because if I'm paying taxes to the schools, you know, for property taxes, I want to go to public schools because that's where my kids are going to go. If I'm private, then you know what, that's fine. I'm paying for that extra little benefit. I have a problem with my money going somewhere else that I'm not getting any benefit to. So that's just me. Captain Google says, do you remember the Great Plague? Do you believe that Jake was the one that created the Cristobal Colon account and distributed the pillows? Well, actually distributed the blankets. Yeah, probably. Probably. Oh, Aglet. They're saying it's an Aglet. That was something. Is still clubbing at 4.5 duration too much? Do I need more? Rashi. I have no clue what you just asked me. Mentos and Diet Coke. We were down at a science and math AP training, and it was in Hot Springs, Arkansas. And they have hot springs. And so we got a couple bottles, went out to the park, and let them sit in the springs for a little bit, and warmed them up to, like, you know, 80, 90, 95 degrees. Put those Mentos in there, whew, and they went flying. Well, then we got bored. We got, like, some, like, dissolvable Tums and tried some different things that would have the same effect. It's the guar gum. And it acts like as an activation nucleus for the bubbles, and because they all get attracted to where the guar gum is in the chemical. And then once you get a big enough air bubble that's all attracted, it expands and pulls in more air as it expands through. And so that happens at the bottom, then you get this big air bubble that has to go up. And that's how it works. It's not a chemical reaction. It's just the air is being sucked out of the liquid in suspension. So we started using guar gum in these tubs, and it's really weird because depending on what you use, the way it explodes out is different. Mentos is one big huge burst just flying up. For the tubs, it was like whoosh, 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 whoosh. It was really cool. So try that sometimes. Try that sometimes. It's really neat. But yeah, Diet Coke and Mentos. Of course, my kids are wanting to rebuild the trebuchet. But I'm like, I might let you do it in January. Inferno Hero says, have you ever killed anyone over math? I've been hearing rumors. Nope! Not yet. But I do have a little hole in the my floor that's a tunnel where I tell my kids that's where I hide the bodies, and they go, oh, whoops, hi. Inferno Hero says, hey, it's a song with a quote from Jake about I came powdered Shorebots on the player made music site. Yes, it's called Nightmare Shorebots Edit, and it is by E. Peters 02. No, Kenneth the Obscure, but then E. Peters 02 did a Shoebot Edit version parody, and it's great. Justice1234 says, my cow can turn decimals into reduced fractions and back. I stopped being able to calculate fractions now. And see, that's what I'm saying. If you don't know how to do it, I don't have a problem with people being able to use calculator to do it quicker. I have a problem with you don't know how to do it in the first place, or if you forgot everything. Kane Dragon says, actually, I just saw a grade school KOLer offer 20,000 meat for someone to do their math homework. I just about died. Oh, I would have just screamed at people. Much. 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 Inferno Hero says, I'm a senior in high school, and I'm wondering, is Trigon Cactus ever used practically in a more realistic job other than a physicist or a math teacher? Well, if you're going into chemistry, biochemistry, anything that works, high-level economics, macroeconomics in business. Trig is used in architecture. It's used in construction. It's used in military angles. Yes. Yes, there are plenty of things that math is used for. Actually, let me see if I can't find this page that I remember. I used to know this web page, which it showed. Oh, dang, can't find it. I'll try the other ways. But yeah, you see this big big chart. And I can't find it. It would like show like if you use this and it's using these different careers. Oh well. Let's see here. Hester Prynne, do you remember the show Square One from PBS? I just thought about that with all the math discussion because it had a segment called MathNet on it, which is like Dragnet, but with math. Anyway, this isn't a question. Sorry about that. Do I remember Square One? Yes.
First the number.
Hey, it's not a number.
Yes, I
it's
do.
It's a numero.
Okay, we're rolling.
And
a two.
Hey, it's just a joke, Cassius. Come on, lighten up. Here we go. 5, 6, 7, 8.
One night, the stars are going too hot. We're overflowing three words. It's like a bolt from above. Bum, bum, bum. Four more. We'll hug it tightly 5 times. I kissed you lightly. So goes the mathematics of love. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yay. Anyway, Square One, baby. Square One. But yeah, psychology, basic statistics, understanding your scientific theory whenever you're looking at something, how it works. Doom Master wants to know if I've ever used nitroglycerin to blow something up. Nope. Sorry. Boy, I'm out of questions. If you have any questions, you can send this to teacher's assistant 1005959. I think this is gonna be one of my best rants ever. I could really rant on this like all freaking night. Which would be bad. Because I would get you know, I remember the electric company, I remember 321 Contact. That was a great show. I remember when the I'm Just a Bill, Schoolhouse Rock, when those were all on like first runs, you know. Yeah, those are great. Those are great. So let's see if I have any more questions here. Teacher's assistant, 1005959. 88 has checked in, but she's going to be gone in another 10 minutes. Before I could even hand off to her. Looking. LSK says, what is e to the pi times I equal negative 1? It comes from a complex math rule. And it's called... Oh, crap. I'm blanking. It is, what is this rule? I'm trying to remember what this rule is. De Moivre's formula, which is how, exponentials relate to trig functions, and as it simplifies through, then it will continue through. So if anybody wants to read why is e to the pi I equal to negative 1, then you can read that one, De Moivre's theorem. Now, Euler's identity is that equation, but why it works is De Moivre's theorem, which that was what I had to think about. Because, and the fun thing about this is that it loops. And when you work on graphing complex numbers based on trig functions, which is ease, that instead of having a circle, it does a spiral up. It's really cool. So, let's talk under Thermaz-Fast theorem. No! Did I not? That not post out? I thought it did. It didn't. Hi, O-Face! How you doing? It's math bitchy time. Because I got started. Oh, did I get started. Guru says, if you're farming in the Crimbo area, what is the best non-Mr. A familiar other than the ADD, which is a Mr. A familiar, other than the ADD to increase ice item drops? Your basic one is your Gravy Fairy. So anything that is a Gravy Fairy or Gravy Fairy variant would be your best choices. But Euler's identity, e to the I pi plus... or plus 1 equals 0. And,
I don't have an elfling. Bite me. I want an elfling. I don't have an elfling. I want an elfling for Crimbo.
Moving on. Oh, I have no more questions. Dang it. Hooray, beer. There's a math rule called Oh Crap. Oh, yeah. Oh crap. By the oh crap rule, I need to restart this problem. See what happens when I don't get questions? I could talk about like Taylor series and oh yeah. Yeah, it could just be bad. I mean, it could be bad if you don't give me something else to work with. Patty, oh crap. We have this really geekish mix of math and D&D / gaming rules / systems interbreeding in radio chat, and I'm really scared. Oh, plus ASCII art. I'm really scared what in the hell is going to spawn out of this. Like some crazy ASCII mathematicians role-playing game or something. And it like... It just worries me. Boobs, people. Boobs. Talk about boobs, and or send them to my inbox, because... guys like that. LSK says rant about rants. I'm actually not the best ranter on air. I spec. still kicks my ass on rants. Because he has those flowery words that he can use. And his rants are just oh so much better than mine. I mean, I've been told I do a good rant. I don't know. I kind of really think my rants are more rambles. But, I can see that's becoming like some like freaking remix on this rant today. I mean, this is just fucked up enough. But Icepec's rants are great. I don't know very many others who do like really good hardcore rants. Doommaster says, alright, bored. I don't know what bored is, B-O-R-D. I have no idea what that is. Bored? Are you missing the A? I'm not wood. Am I bored, B-O-R-E-D? No, not really, because I have like 13 minutes, but spell correctly. Wait a minute, Hester. Tisk tisk, Hester. I have to have a little talk with you. Tisk tisk tisk. We are bored. You assimilated or something. What the heck? I just got another big ass link or something. Have you considering naming your show Rantcore? I don't rant that often anymore. If I like ranted every show, maybe, but Takato 26, I'm old Greg. What? And then you sent me a link. What is the link? I can't do YouTube right now. Guru says it's boobs. Hooray, boobs. Kane Dragon says, why not get the Grim Grimmsite site to open as an adventure? I don't know. I need to give me a Grimmsite item. Epic Hack, what question... what are we talking about here? Was it Steel Clever? We'll say Ice Toad Dual Wheel. It's going to be... Well... It depends on... Okay, I'm going to try to hop in here, because I'm not sure exactly what this question is. Which Steel Clever skill should I keep first? I or Dual Wield? Honestly, it depends on if you're going back into Steel Clever again the second time. Eye of the Stoat / LTS together is good. If you're not going to go into a Hulk Smash type of character player for a while, like you're going to be a Spellslinger or a Plinker, Double Fisted is good, or Dual Wield. So, I think it depends on how you're going to play. If you're going to play beat the crap out of things, you've got to have Eye of the Stoat. If you're going to play, I'm going to Plink for a while, or I'm going to sling spells for a while for a couple runs, Dual Wield. If you're going to Steel Club a lot, Eye of the Stoat. That's just me. As you see, we're all open to our own interpretations. Boy, I'm out of questions. That's not good. I could play a song. Jeet? Jeet yet? I'm so bad. So bad. Next show is Wednesday, 7 o'clock Central, 2-hour show. Hang out, have fun. You may or may not get more craziness, but it'll sure be fun. And, it's good shows. It shows. Nash playing a song. Sing a song. Sing out loud all day long. I don't know what the words are, but I'm singing! Or not. Pulverize helps you with high mains and various other stuff. Let's see here. Looking for questions. Getting none. Oh, yeah. I think it's song time. But I think New Math is a good choice. Just have to find it. I'll be back in a minute. Alrighty! So, yeah. Aww. Does O-Face not want me? Aww. Anyway. Let's see here. Ready to go? If so, I'm gonna run away and get out of here. Kane Dragon says I should do some math-based contest. To which I say the following, if I can find it. Where the crud is it?
Attention, shitheads of loathing.
The radio does not exist to give you shit.
The radio does not exist.
Okay, enough of that. Don't ask for contests. Anyway, I'm up. Out of here. ADH is up next. I'm out. Bye-bye.